Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Wednesday, the 18th of September, 2024. It's Fed Day, as people are saying. Will the Fed go 25 basis points or 50 basis points? Find out tonight, 7 p.m. from Jerome Powell. The power that man has just to move the markets, you know? I mean, people expecting, what, 25, 50? What if he said, I'm going 200 basis points? Yeah, because I can, man. The markets would fall out of bed. It'd be crazy. Anyway, this podcast looks at economic data relevant to the UK and news releases from revenue-generating UK microcap stocks. These are companies with a market capitalization below 100 million pounds. To receive my free tips email, visit sharepickers.com/tips. Not forward slash, that wouldn't work. /tips. And just by signing up to this list gives you an added benefit. Listen to the end of the podcast to find out. Okay, macro news. The US Federal Reserve is heading for its first interest rate cut since the onset of COVID-19 pandemic. And despite the move being widely forecast, global investors are braced for impact. I don't think there'll be... Thing is now, everyone was saying it's going to be 25 basis points. Then people are shifting to 50. If it goes to 25 now, will the markets fall out of bed? There's always some volatility. You can expect that. That will happen, depending on what he says. But if he goes anywhere outside 25, 50, the markets will definitely have a wobble. While markets are confident, the Fed will kick off its cutting cycle, there is considerable uncertainty over how far and how fast it will move over the remaining three meetings this year and into 2025. Jeffrey Gundlach, is a well-known investor, billionaire. He thinks they'll go by over, 150 basis points by the end of the year? Wow. So, over the last week, markets are pricing for larger jumbo cuts has leapt from under 50% to nearly 70%, according to CME's group FedWatch tool. So we'll see. 7 p.m. tonight, you'll know about that. Number two, macro story number two, UK inflation holds at 2.2%, but services prices keep Bank of England on alert. This is from Reuters. By the way, the previous story is from CNBC. CNBC. British inflation held steady in August, but sped up in the services sector. And of course, we are 82% now, services, which is closely watched by the Bank of England. Data showed on Wednesday, adding to bets that the central bank will keep interest rates on hold on Thursday. I think that the Bank of England went just ahead of the Fed, just because they could, to say, no, we're not just going to follow what the Fed do. We've got our own mind, you know. But the thing is, you're not. You're highly tied. Everyone is linked to the dollar, because commodity prices are linked to the dollar. Denominated in dollars. So I think if they do go 50, the Fed, I think the Bank of England will go 25. Oh, you've done 50, let's do 25. I'll match you, 50. Because if they did that, wouldn't it? Right, he's going 50, let's go 75. And consumer price inflation of 2.2% last month was unchanged from July, the Office for National Statistics said, matching the median forecast in a Reuters poll, although it was below the Bank of England's latest projection of 2.4%. So they projected 2.4%. They're not so clever, are they? Service inflation, an indicator of domestic price pressures, rose to 5.6% from 5.2% in July. The Reuters poll had pointed to a smaller rise of 5.5%. One factor behind the rise was a 22.2% jump in airfares between July and August. Fares usually rise between the 2 months, but the Statistics Office said the jump was the second largest since records began in 2001. Well, that's going to come down, isn't it? Who is paying that kind of thing? Don't bother going on holidays. There's plenty of nice places in this country. Okay, you'd have the weather. You may have to walk along a coast with lashing down with rain and wind. But it'll save you that 22% hike in airfares. Despite the acceleration of services prices overall, economists said the trend in the sector, excluding volatile items such as airfares, continued to weaken. Okay, that's a good story. Good news, anyway. Story number three. Train drivers have finally accepted a pay deal that will see the end of more than 2 years of strike action in England, Scotland and Wales. ASLEF union members accept an offer which included a 5% backdated pay rise for 22-23, a 4.75% rise for 23-24, and a 4.5% increase for 24-25. The package has been agreed by union officials and the government in August, but required the backing of members in a vote. Yes, members, please cast a vote. Industrial action has caused widespread disruption on the railways since strikes began in July 2022. So this will help the economy, hopefully. And people get back to work now, because they can't use excuses. The trains. So hopefully we will get a boost in GDP, because it has been that. I mean, it's got the stage where it's hard to know, isn't it, if the trains are going to be reliable again. Well, people don't trust them anymore, and they don't bother using the train. So hopefully this will help, people get back to work on a regular basis, not be disrupted, and moving forward, it'll help the whole, country's GDP. And story number four. There's always house price news. So Rightmove publish it. The ONS publish it. RICS publish it in Royal St Charles Surveyors. Did I say Halifax? Yeah. This is from the ONS now. British house prices rose by an annual 2.2% in July, the fifth monthly rise in a row, but the pace of increases cooled and was below a revised 2.7% increase in the 12 months to June, according to the ONS. They said house prices in London fell by 0.4%. I bet everyone outside London is thinking, yeah, here's you and your fancy London house. It's gone down in price. Yeah. Other indicators of a British property sector have shown a recovery as demand improved after a cut in borrowing costs. They should continue to do that. Microcap news. Here we go. Some company news. These are sub-100 million market caps with revenue. Some are profitable, some are not. Argentex, a global expert. This is how they describe themselves. I wouldn't say you're an expert, judging by your results and what's happened over the last few, maybe years now, is it? A year? Board shake-up, all the boards gone. They've gone from profitable to loss-making. So they are a global expert in currency risk management and alternative banking. Announces the first-half results for 6 months ending 30th of June. Revenues, 23.9 million versus 25. So we're looking for, this is about growth. These are growth companies, hopefully, because they're small. So they should have growth in revenue. And the metrics I'm looking at is revenue, profit before tax, and cash. Okay, so revenue, 23.9 versus 25. No growth. Loss or profit before tax. So 1.7 million loss versus a 4.8 million profit. No growth. And they say debt-free and cash generative, with net cash increasing by 5.2 million in H1 to 23.5 million, including the 3 million raise in May to fund our acceleration in alternative banking. Why did you raise that money? I don't understand that. They got 23 million. They did a fundraise for 3 million. What's the point of that? I don't understand that. And they say significant progress against strategic objectives, trading in line with expectations. Full year guidance reiterated. That sounds good, doesn't it? Until you look at what the full year guidance is. So it's 2024, revenue of 43.4 million, a loss before tax of 4.5 million. 2025, 48.9 revenue growth, so it's up from 43.4, but loss before tax of 4 million. And then 2026, the forecast is 57.7 million of revenue, and finally, 2.2 million of profit before tax. So they've got this year, 4.5 million loss, and next year, 4 million loss. Remember, you know, it's worth remembering, though, they are global experts in this. Do you know what? I'm sure I could just exchange a couple of bits of currency here and there, and I wouldn't be losing that amount of money. That must make me an expert as well. Okay, next. Hostmore suspended appointing administrators. Of course, this is the company who was trying to take over TGI Fridays in America, which is like a, you know, a bus brand, isn't it? Who goes to TGI? It's gone the way of Tupperware, which is also called in administrators. Yeah, but highly indebted, trying to take on a brand that wasn't really working. I did not see this working in any way. By the way, I did see Harwood Capital, done quite well of late. But they held over, I think, 13% of this company. They sold as much as they could as, you know, as soon as the stock started tanking. And I have no idea why they invest in this. Or maybe I do. They've done quite well recently on things like Filtronic. And sometimes you get success breeds complacency. In fact, now they're selling down their stake in Filtronic. I don't know why. Is it because of redemptions or what? And I'm thinking, you know, it's like in the bull market, you know, and maybe they were trying to replicate their success with Filtronic and took on too much risk. And it was too much risk. I mean, it was one of those things where it was life or death situation. And if it managed to pull it off, maybe it would have rallied like crazy. But it was so high risk. And this kind of thing happens in a bull market with investors, you know. You find the lessons you learn in the bear market can quickly evaporate when many of your stocks start going well, and most stocks start going well, you know. This is all well and good until the bear market starts and you find out too late that you're massively overexposed in very risky, illiquid stocks. That's the thing with investing. It's very easy to change the way you invest quite quickly and take on more risk, and then all of a sudden all you need is one big loser. It could knock your overall performance. It's like that old, you know, saying by Rocky. It's not how hard you can hit. It's how hard you can take a hit and keep moving forward. Okay, next. Ingenta, ING is ticker. They are a leading... I did watch, you know, recently, a while back, I watched a presentation by these companies. I didn't get what they did, really. They're a leading provider of world-class software and services to the global publishing industry, announcing its unaudited interim results for 6 months, 30th June 2024. Well, I sort of did get what they did, but I didn't get it, really, you know what I'm saying? But, so I didn't see it's going to be a huge growth area for them, I don't know. Anyway, I didn't like the fact that none of the board had skin in the game. Not a big fan of that, you? When companies are there saying, we've got a great business, excellent it is, fantastic, why didn't you invest in this business? And then you check out the shareholder register, and the CEO or anyone like that, the chairman, doesn't have significant skin in the game. If they say, well, put your money where your mouth is, yeah? If you invest, I'll invest. Simple as. Okay, half year this is, to 30th of June. Revenues, 5.1 versus 5.7, no growth. Profit for tax, 615K versus 1.5 million, no growth. Cash balances of 3 million versus 2.6 million, so growth there. They've got a market cap of 14 million. They say outlook evidence from summer months suggests the time taken to secure a new business is extending, while the progressive multi-year reduction in revenues from customers on legacy platforms is continuing. The experience to date is that new contracts are taking longer to finalise as customers explore many options before committing to larger projects, which in turn delays revenue recognition. Yes, it would. People don't sign a contract, it would delay, in fact, it would stop revenue recognition at all. However, they say, the group expects project work to increase in the second half of the year and has already secured significant new business in that respect. The board therefore remains optimistic about the remainder of the year. Now, that is opinion, you see. Facts are figures. Figures are facts. Everything else is narrative. Story. Skillcast, the provider, SKL ticker, the provider of SaaS, software as a service, compliance platforms, and off-the-shelf e-learning courseware, is pleased to announce a continued growth in recurring subscription revenue and encouraging progress in its planned return to profitability in its unaudited results for the 6 months ended 30th of June 2024. So, revenue, 6.4 million versus 5.2. Growth, profit loss before tax, 40,000 versus a loss of 771,000. Growth, cash of 8.3 million versus 7.6. 10% growth. So they've ticked all three boxes there. They've got a market cap, though. Now, they've got growth. Now, after growth, you should look at valuation. They've got a market cap of 43 million. And the forecast profit for tax for 2024 is 442K. What? So what's that? If it was 4 million, it'd be 10. That's 100, that's a P of 100. And in 2025, I thought, well, okay, maybe they're exploding the year after. In 2025, profit before tax is forecast to be 1.4 million. That's still very expensive. Or should I say, it's not cheap. So I don't get the valuation on that. Velocity Composites, VEL, a leading supplier of composite materials and kits to the aerospace, provides the following trade update for the year. Basically, it's delays and it's a profit warning. They say revenue is now expected to be not less than 22.8 million versus 16.4, still 40% up. Expecting adjusted EBITDA to be in positive in the second half of 24, and is forecasting EBITDA for the year, adjusted EBITDA, this is. EBITDA is bad enough, adjusted is even worse. That means they're not making a profit. Less than 300 grand. Last year was a loss of 1.6. And they say they expect to have a healthy cash position and unused invoice discounting facilities to support future growth. Market cap, 22 million. Anything else? Oh, Czar, the leading inkjet printing group, today announces its unaudited results, 6 months end, 30th of June. So revenue, 28.6 versus 34.5, no growth. Loss before tax of 2.8 million versus 1.8 million loss. So that's growth, but it's growth in the wrong direction. It's getting bigger. Cash and equivalents of 8.7 million versus 7.1. So how have they lost? Oh, their net cash inflow from operating activities is 3.7 versus 2.8 loss or used. And they've also got a discounting facility as well, apparently a bit of debt. But that's Czar. So I would say today, the best of those, I mean, let's look at where the prices are going here, sorry. Argentex is down 2.65%, 31.1 pence. Where else is there? Velocity Composites is down 7.61, and Ingenta is down 20% to 95 pence. Gilcast, no mover there. Was there anything else I mentioned? Oh, Hostmore's delisted, yeah. They won't have a price anymore. They're gone. Okay, indices. FTSE 100, down 0.5% to 8266. FTSE 250, down 0.36% to 20,869. The AIM All Share, down 0.09% to 744. Seems to be stuck at 744. The small cap. FTSE small cap is down 1.7% to 6885. So all down at the moment. I think the market's on hold a little bit, and a little bit of jitters and worry and anxiety ahead of the Fed coming out with their interest rate decision. Gold is up, though. Why are people not paying attention? Look at Ramses. Do some research on Ramses, not Ramses. Do some research on that. Ahead of forecasts, at least 11 million profit before tax, and that's down to gold largely, but the other parts of the business doing very well. It's excellent business, you know, for recessions, everything. Got it sewn up. I'm biased. I own the stock, but I do like it. Okay, let's look at oil. Oil is down 0.88%, $73. In fact, it's up a little bit from yesterday sometime. It must have rallied overnight. So gold's there. Copper's not really moving, 0.5%. And that's basically it. Thank you very much for listening. I do appreciate it. And by all means, go to sharepickers.com/tips and you can qualify for 20% off the Sharepickers Investment Club. Members' benefits include early access to share tips. Have you seen how well Snex is done? And Beaks, that's Previson, hey, and Ramsden's, yeah. access to live weekly webinars where multiple stock ideas are analysed. In fact, it's a Wednesday tonight. That means it's Wednesday weekly webinar. Access to the Microcap League, where profitable microcap companies are analysed, colour-coded and scored on 20 different metrics. So when you look at every company of a 70-odd of them, when you look at every company on the Microcap League, you know full well they're all profitable. That's taken away from you. And then they're scored, so you can see the quality of their growth, their value, their health, their momentum, their potential. A free copy of my book. In fact, I've just signed off on this today. How to Become a Microcap Millionaire, Head of Official Publishing. Access to view my, it's going to be out in December. Access to view my holdings, which I update after any new transaction. Access to educational videos on fundamental analysis, technical analysis, and portfolio management. One of the most important things about investing that many private investors don't make any preparation for or account for whatsoever. And that's why they tend to lose money. Access to the chat group, sharepickers.com/tips. Listen, don't act on anything I say if I'm biased on a stock because it's not investment advice. But it's a great stock if I mention it. Kidding. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.